With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump campaigned in Latrobe, Pennsylvania last night. He says the only way Democrats could win office with their agenda is to wage legal warfare against him.
You can't get elected with open borders, with transgender operations all over the place, with men playing in women's sports, with high taxes and bad schools, and no school choice. You can't get elected with all that. I could go on for 10 minutes.
The latest polls make the election a toss-up with 2 weeks to go. Voters in Arizona and Nebraska will see competing measures on their ballots this November. In Nebraska, one measure would create a right to abortion, another would restrict it. In Arizona, one measure would require partisan primaries, another would require open primaries. What happens if the competing measures both pass? Well, experts say the constitutions in each state say that the conflicting provisions with the vote of the most votes would be the ones that would be adopted. New developments in the Boeing strike, meanwhile.
Boeing and the union representing striking machinists have negotiated a new contract proposal that would provide bigger pay raises and bonuses in a bid to end a costly walkout that has crippled production of airplanes for more than a month. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said Saturday that it plans to hold a ratification vote Wednesday. The union says the deal would increase pay by 35% over 4 years, up from 30% that was offered last month. It also boosts upfront bonuses to $7,000 per worker instead of six. However, the new offer does not restore a traditional pension plan. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Oscar has made landfall in the southeastern Bahamas. It's now heading for Cuba. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak that may have no precedent in modern history. However, the faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projects that by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on Earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, shifting the center of Christianity to the global south. Africa and Asia are also the regions where persecution of believers is the strongest. In Africa, it is powered primarily by Muslim extremists. In Asia, the attacks come from both Muslims and communist governments. The Biden administration has upgraded the records of more than 800 military personnel who were discharged for violating the former Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on homosexuality. The move is the latest in a campaign by the administration to court LGBT voters in an election year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a review of cases from the former service members. This is SRN News. China's exports slowed sharply in September as global demand weakened, adding to worries over how to recharge growth in the world's second largest economy.
China's customs office reports exports rose 2.4% in dollar terms last month. That's down from 8.7% year-on-year growth in August. Imports rose just 0.3% in September. Estimates had been for much faster growth. The U.S. and Europe have raised tariffs on China's exports of electric vehicles and other products, darkening the outlook for China's trade as an engine of growth.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, October the 20th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Japan's Empress Michiko, 90 years old she is. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singer Wanda Jackson turns 87. Baseball Hall of Famer Juan Marichal, 87. This is SRN News.